Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you so much for joining me on my birthday celebration here on the radio with you guys. I am super duper excited. I am very, very happy to be here. I'm very, very happy to have you guys as part of the Punch TV Studios family. And I'm very happy that we reached out. That you guys are, that we're reaching out to all of you so that you are, can be a part and be informed. And I'm really happy to have this celebration with you. And I know we've got a lot of people listening in right now. And so I am very happy about that. Very, very happy. I want to talk today about a few things which I think are pretty exciting. With Punch TV Studios, as you know, and we've been trying to announce to you is that we are working with an underwriter, and we're working to update everyone's information because we are working with an underwriter, and we are planning to start trading at some time in. And sometime in August, so June, July, August, we're going to be trading sometime in August. And that is just like a major, major breakthrough. But there is a lot that has to be done for us to be able to trade. There's a lot that has to be done. There's a lot that has to come to pass. In order for us to be able to do that. Now, we're going to be taking questions and stuff today, so if you're just listening on the radio, let me give you the number where you could call in so that you can take questions, and we're going to take your questions. So the number you can call in if you have questions is going to be 516-666-9817. So those of you that are just listening, if you have questions or whatever and you want to do that, you can call in at 516-666-9817, and we're going to take your questions today. I'm going to be here with you for a little while, so it's my birthday. You know, I'm going to do this how I want to do it, and I'm really... I'm really happy to have gotten this far. You know, they're like Richard Pryor say, you don't get old being no fool. So we're getting old and we're getting up here. And it's just been pretty cool. So the main reason why I wanted to do this is so that we can really talk to you about the next steps in beginning to train and beginning to be able to understand what does that mean, right? What does that mean to be able to trade? What does that mean to be able to actually be on Wall Street? What does those things mean? Because I think a lot of you think that this is just like something you just jump up and do. This is just something that just kind of happens. And it doesn't really happen like that. So we're going to talk about what you should know about trading. I'm going to give you a few things that you should know about trading. One of the first things that you should know about trading is that trading is can be a very wonderful thing, and it can be a very difficult thing all at the same time. You know, because you just never know what's going to happen once the stock goes out into the marketplace. But getting to the marketplace certainly is a challenge in and of itself. And so we have managed now to be able to get to the marketplace, and being able to do that has been, we're managing right now to be able to get to the marketplace. So that's really, really important. When you're trading on Wall Street, there's a lot of factors that can affect a price. There's no thing that says your price can't be whatever, but really the price is mostly affected by the enthusiasm of the stockholders. You know, what the stockholders are feeling or doing, that really has a big impact about how the stockholders feel about the company. That has a really big impact on what the company is going to do, especially the initial stockholders. So you guys who are shareholders in Punch TV Studios, you are our initial stockholders. You are the guys that underwrote our company, that has made the difference in whether or not we're going to be, you've given us this opportunity, you've given us this chance. And usually the chance that you have given us, we would have to go to an investment banker in order to be able to get this chance. So those are things that you guys have done for us as a company, and that has given us the opportunity to try to create an amazing company that we think could do some really phenomenal things in the marketplace. And so you guys helped us underwrite the company. You guys have been responsible for us doing this. This is your company. You are our initial shareholders. So during our IPO period, you guys helped make this happen. You guys helped us do everything that we're doing to this point. Now, certainly, we have had challenges as we have gone down this road. We've had every kind of challenge that you could particularly imagine. We've had every kind of thing that you could potentially, things that go wrong. There's an old saying says that anything that can go wrong will go wrong. And we have experienced a lot of those kinds of things like that. And so now it's about us getting it right. And it's about us coming out and having a very strong stock price when we begin trading. And that really boils down to our initial investors. Now, we do a lot of stuff here at Punch to make sure that you are prepared and that you are ready. So we do a lot of reaching out. We do a lot of seminars. We've done conventions. We've had a couple conventions. We've done seminars. I do things like this online. We post messages on our website and those things like that so that you can be informed and really understand from this point of view what we're doing. And a lot of what's happened to us is because of the lack of understanding. And you know, even the Bible says, my people perish for the lack of knowledge. So I've spent a lot of time, a lot of energy trying to make sure that you are knowledgeable about what we're doing in our business. This is your business. We've opened our doors for you. We post our financials online for you. We do all of these different things so that you can be informed. And then we hold classes for you. We bring you the most spectacular minds in business. And then so that you can be informed, we bring you spectacular minds in Wall Street. We bring you spectacular minds in business. We bring you spectacular minds overall so you can be informed. And we really work hard for that. I mean, we really, 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 really work hard. Now, we've had to change our focus now because we are getting ready to start trading. We are preparing to trade. And now it's about what do we need to have a successful stock price? This is what this is about right now. And that's why when you guys are calling, we've had to take our staff now and have our staff focused on the business of Punch. What do we need as a business to have a successful stock price in the marketplace that will have sustainability and that will allow us to create a multi-billion dollar company? And this is what we have. So now we've changed our focus, and that's why when you guys are calling right now, and, you know, we're trying to post all information that you need. We're posting that on our website at Punch TV Studios. And the reason why you guys are calling and you guys are basically all asking the same question, and so that's why I'm taking the time to do this, what I'm doing right now, so that we can try to answer those questions, and then you guys can listen in. And you got to do this yourself. We have a small staff, you know, so we don't have staff to answer 1,000 calls all the time. So you've got to go to our website, punchtvstudios.com, and we always post our updates and the things that are happening in our company at punchtvstudios.com. We always do that. So you got to take that initiative and spread that word around, because what we're doing now here at the company is that we are focused on building the business of the company. And we're doing that like at a rapid pace because we are preparing to start trading. So you don't want to go to Wall Street and you know, we don't have any money that's coming in every month, and we need millions and millions of dollars coming in every month so that when we get on Wall Street, we can sustain the stock price and create liquidity and the stock price. Now, what is liquidity? Liquidity is you being able to sell your stock when you want it. If there's no liquidity in the stock, you won't be able to sell your stock. You'll struggle to sell your stock. But when there's liquidity in the stock, that means that people are buying and selling the stock every day. And because they're buying and selling the stock every day, when you're ready to sell your shares, there will be a market there to sell your shares. There'll be liquidity. There'll be somebody else who is a shareholder that will buy your stock from you. Like, the company is not buying your stock. You're going to be selling your stock. Once we're trading, you're going to be selling your stock to another, to somebody else who wants to be a shareholder in our company. Now, you guys are our first shareholders. You are the absolute first shareholders. But you've got to take some initiative on yourself right now. You've got to, like, be positive about what we're doing right now. You've got to post positive things on the internet about what we're doing. You've got to talk positive about your company, because we're here and we're busting our humps right now to generate revenues for you. Because although we are pressing right now to come out to have a stock that opens at about $10 to $25 or $35 a share, that's really that sweet spot that we want to be in. So we're trying to deliver some new shows as a studio. We're working to deliver some new shows to the marketplace. So we have people who are here now, and we're developing new shows, and we're shooting new shows, and we are really developing shows that we feel right now can generate us millions of dollars in the marketplace. And I'll give you a more solid number as those shows roll out into the marketplace. But right now, we're trying to roll out two shows to the marketplace before our August before the end of August when we begin trading. So that's going to be very important to what we're doing, and we're going to roll these shows out, and we're going to see how much money these shows can potentially generate for us. And then based on that, that's going to help our stock price maintain itself. Now, when the stock opens, most of you have bought your shares at $1 a share when the stock opens, right? So now you have a right to sell your stock at whatever price you set in your trading account. So when you're going to take your stock that you have in Punch TV Studios, and you're going to take that stock and you're going to give that stock over to E-Trade, or you're going to take your subscription agreement and you're going to give that subscription agreement over to E-Trade or over to Fidelity or over to some other company who is a broker-dealer type company, and then they're going to make your stock available where you can trade it at whenever you want to trade it, whenever you get ready to trade it, and the power is in your hands at that particular point. Now, one thing that I do love about our stockholder base is I'm thankful that you guys have given us this opportunity. I'm thankful that you guys have really reached out to make this happen, and that you've given us a chance to really come together with you. And that's been very exciting for the most part. Now, we've got some people out there, and you know, and you guys are doing things that you don't understand really the power in what you're doing, right? So you're complaining to powerful people about little issues, and that has become a really big factor, because we end up spending lots of money on trying to defend ourselves, because you guys, instead of giving us an opportunity to get back to you, giving us an opportunity to call you back, I make sure, sometimes it might take us a couple weeks because we have a small staff, I make sure that we do everything in our power to get back to our shareholders. But as of late, I haven't really taken a lot of personal shareholder calls, because I've had to, you know, really focus on, okay, we need millions of dollars right now before we start trading. So I've kind of been on that page. So I haven't really been available as a CEO, as your CEO. I've been really having to do CEO things. I've been really out crisscrossing the country trying to find the deals that work best for our company. I have really been on the road trying to find the deals that can make sense for us to grow our company and really make sense for us to grow our stock price. And so I haven't really been available as I was in the beginning to you, because I'm busy trying to make sure that we make money for you. But in saying that, we try to make sure that we email every person back. We try to make sure that we talk to every person on the phone. And I'm old school, so I know a lot of you are probably old school like me. I prefer to get a phone call than an email. That's me. But we try to, because of so many people, we try to get back to you by email. We try to get back to you. So we've discovered a lot of anomalies that we're trying to fix right now. And so you guys can help us fix those anomalies so that we can be successful. You know, there's no reason why we can't be successful in what we're doing. And you guys can help us fix those anomalies. If your information is incorrect, let's make sure your information is updated. Let's make sure your information is correct. Let's make sure we have the latest email for you. Let's make sure, that's why if you go to punchtvstudios.com, at the top there, we have a button that says update your information. And so you can click on that button, and it takes you to an update page. So we want to make sure that your information is updated. We want to make sure that everything is straight, so that when we start trading, we don't want to have these little headaches that we've had as part of our growing pain. So we want to make sure that we're ready. We want to make sure that our information is ready. We want to make sure that everything is ready. So when we start trading, I don't want to hear this stuff, you guys didn't get me this, you guys, because at that point, it's not going to be on us, it's going to be on you. And so we're trying to take these months leading up to that Let's clean up everything. Let's clean house right now. Let's sweep the cobwebs from behind the sofa. Let's get the dust from out of the mats. Let's get the dirt from underneath the rug. Let's clean the tub. Let's get our house in order. And that's what we are working to do right now. We're trying to make sure that our house is in order. We have to prove every single thing that we're doing, and we're trying to make sure right now that our house is in order, and we need your help to do that. So work with us as you guys have done so feverishly now, and work with us so that we can make sure that our house is in order, that your information is in order, that everything is phenomenally straight. And I'm just so excited, and I'm excited about what we're doing, and I'm excited about everything overall. I mean, I'm just really, really excited. You couldn't find a more excited person right now than myself and than what we're doing. Yeah, I'm really, really, really excited, and I'm excited about you guys, and I'm excited about what we're doing as a company together. And there's not a lot of other people who are doing this. There's not a lot of other people who come out to the community and have said, hey, I want you to be partners with me as we build a billion-dollar company, and I know we can do this. And there's not a lot of other people who said that for a select group of people who have taken a chance, who put their risk out there, who's risking their capital, risking their money to give us this opportunity. There's not a lot of people who have this opportunity specifically in our community by and large. And so because we are dealing in these things in our community by and large, you know, we are in a very, 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 very good position to do something spectacular. And as I have said over and over again in our conventions and in our training, it is our position to put Punch TV Studios in a position to buy other companies that are in alignment with what we're doing. And I can't get that done without your support and without your help and without your encouragement and without your posts on the internet. You know, share the stuff that we have on our website to your friends and to everything like that. Be excited about what we're doing with your friends and to your family and stuff. So we post things, share those posts, share those things. Follow us on our Instagram, follow us on our Twitter, follow us on the things like that. You know, now people are going to be haters. Now let me tell you what I think about haters. Haters are going to be haters, and there's nothing you can do about a hater. A hater is a hater is a hater is a hater. There is nothing, absolutely nothing you can do about a hater, okay? But what we have to do as a company is continue to move forward in spite of the challenges, in spite of what people say, in spite of anything. We have to move forward, and we are moving forward. We are getting this done. In spite of everything, we're getting it done. And so we need your support in this area. Now, when we start trading, here's the thing. All of our shareholders set the trading price. You can set that trading price for what you want. You go into your investment account once you have it set up, and you can set your trading price at whatever that price is you want. Now, I don't want anybody setting their trading price low. I want you to set your trading price at such a level to where it makes sense for us as a company trying to become a billion-dollar, having a multi-billion-dollar market cap. I want you to set your trading price at that price, and anybody who comes in after us, they got to pay us royally to get those shares from us, because you guys are a part of something that's so freaking elite, you just won't believe it. So we want them to pay us for our eliteness. If that helps you to understand what we're saying, we want them to pay us for our greatness. We are great. We are great as a company. We are great as a community. We are great. You guys have a great CEO. We have a great team. We have great offices. We have great TV stations and great productions. And we want them to pay us for us being so great. And it's nothing wrong with somebody paying us for being great. And there's no law against us being great. period. So we want to make sure that we embrace our greatness. Embrace the greatness. Embrace the greatness. Embrace our greatness as a company, and that's what's going to make us go over. That's what's going to take us to the multi-billion dollar level. I'm not trying to come out on Wall Street, and I don't care who you guys tell. I don't care who you call. I don't care what you say. I'm not trying to come out on Wall Street and come out as a multi-million dollar company. That is not our goal. Our goal is not to be a multi-million dollar company. We want to come out of our community, and we want to market cap our company at over $1 billion or maybe $2 or $3 billion. But that's going to depend on you guys as our shareholders. And when we market cap our company at over several billion dollars, that's going to put us in a position to buy some other companies that's already in existence. And that's the way I want us to think from now on. We're going to think on the billion-dollar level. We're going to think on that level because that's where we need to be in order to generate and do the things that we want to do in business. And this is business. And this is why we're taking this particular approach. This is why we're on this particular approach. And this, you guys set the price. You guys set the price. And the littlest price. So if somebody comes out and they say, well, we set my price at $1.50. That means everybody's stock price is at $1.50. So I'm trying to tell you, don't set your price at $1.50. Think about setting your price at $10 a share that you sell at. Think about setting your price at $50 a share. Think about setting your price at $25 a share. Think about setting your price at whatever you want. Certainly, if you set your price at $1.50 a share, everybody's shares are going to be worth $1.50. And this is why we're doing this like this. This is why we're having these conversations like this. Everybody's shares are going to be worth $1.50. And if all of our shares are worth $1.50, that means that our company is going to market cap something like $200 million. Well, in the world of business, you can do very little with $200 million. I'm just trying to tell you how it is. So don't set your prices like that. That's why I've been doing these conventions. That's why I've been doing, making sure we've had conventions. That's why I've been doing this education. That's why I've been doing this kind of thing. So you guys can understand the power that we have as a community, the power that we have marching in unity. So we want to be in unison. We want to be marching together. We want to make this thing come. We want to make this thing so awesome until years later, people will be like, I should have bought that stock. I should have got that stock when it was a dollar. Yeah, well, them days, it's over now. But that depends on you as our core shareholders. That depends on you as our core base. That depends on you and what we are doing and what you believe that the value is. So we want to make sure we set that price. I'm recommending. I don't even know if I can do that, so I'm not going to say it like that. I just think you shouldn't sell us out cheap. That's what I think. I think we should set the price at such a level, and I don't set that price. So I can't tell you where to set your price at because you know what you want. But let me give you an example. A lot of you guys have invested $1,000 in our company. Right, a lot of you guys have invested $1,000, and I'm thankful to my $1,000 investors. Really, I really am. A lot of you invested $1,000, right? So now, if you set your price at $1.50 a share, if I'm not mistaken, that means you only made $1,500. So that means your investment has been in our company for 3 years, and now you only want to walk away with $1,500, $500 more than what you had. Now, let me give you another example. Another example is to my $1,000 investors, let's say you set your price at $25 a share. That means that if you set your price at $25 a share, that means you can walk away with $25,000. Talk to me, somebody. So this is why I'm trying to tell you guys right now. So 3 years, your money been at work, and now you come away with $25,000 if that's what you end up selling at, that's not a bad day situation. You understand?
So this is where I'm trying to try to help you guys really, you know, really run it down to you guys to show you how important what it is that it is, how important this is right now, how important having the education, having the understanding, how important that is like that. So at the same time, to my $1,000 investors, if you guys set your sales price at about $25 a share, you make $25,000. But more importantly, and this is what you guys really have to understand, more importantly, our company will then be worth $3.1 billion. So this is what we are after right now. We're after a price that makes sense. If our company is worth $3.1 billion, we can go get money from anywhere to buy almost anything. So I'm trying to help us really break this down at a low level. Now, they don't want us to have this. Now, let me just tell you this right now. The people, they don't want us to have it. The people that's in power, they don't want us to have it. So we spend a lot of time trying to get people in power to understand where we're trying to go, because the powerful people, they don't want us to have it. If the powerful people wanted us to have it in the first place, they would have given it to me when we opened up. But we didn't get the money from the powerful people. We got the money from the community. And you guys empowered us. And now we're able to take our thing back to the powerful people and be like, hey, we here. We done kicked the door in, and now we're sitting here. We started from the bottom, now we here. So this is the thing that I'm trying to come across to you right now. This is you can hear the passion in my voice. You can hear what I'm saying right now because it's our time. Our time is right now. Our time is now. So I'm asking you guys, let's get excited about what we're doing right now. I'm asking you guys to like put it out there. Tell the people, here we come. Tell your friends, here we come, because we want our friends buying our stock from us once we start trading at the price we set. You might not even want to sell, because I want to – the reason why I've been really excited about working in the community is because I see myself like a Warren Buffett. And Warren Buffett, he owns Berkshire Hathaway. And what he did was his initial shareholders – are the people who helped him get started with what he's doing. And now those shareholders can look back 20 years later and their stock is like, I don't even know what their stock price is right now. But if you look up Berkshire Hathaway, Berkshire Hathaway stock, their Class A stock price, their Class A stock price is like $340,000 a share. And that's Berkshire Hathaway. So, you know, but that took them 20-something years to get to that. They didn't drop their money in there and 3 years later, I want my money, I want this. No. They worked with the man, and they helped the man get to where he's going right now. 20 years later, now their stock is $343,000 a share for those initial investors on where they're trying to go. So that's why I've spent a lot of time trying to educate our community on where we're trying to go as a community. That's why I spent a lot of time crisscrossing the country trying to find the right deals that are going to help us get to where we're trying to go. You know, that's why we get awards from the city of Los Angeles. That's why we get awards from Assemblymen, the California legislature. That's why we get awards from senators and congressmen and all these kind of things, because we're out trying to find the deals right now that are going to make our company pop when we start trading, and I ain't playing with it. And so I'm just trying to give you guys something a little bit differently, you know, and I really hope that this helps a lot of you guys and a lot of us on what we're trying to do right here. But I'm asking, let's go out here and let's kick Wall Street in the butt. Let's kick Wall Street in its behind, and we can do that as a community. Let's take our foot and put it in Wall Street's behind, and let's go take something down that we think is important to the direction of our company. And I really don't care who's listening right now. I really don't care. I'm just saying, I'm speaking from my heart right now because it's my birthday and I can say what the heck I want to say. So that's how it is. And I don't care who's listening right now. If you don't like it, tough. If you don't like it, tough. If you don't like what Mr. Collins is saying to you right now, tough. When we start trading, sell your stock. I bet you somebody buy your stock. Sell your stock. I bet you somebody buy your stock. Because we're going to find the thing that's going to make everybody excited about our company. We're going to find the business deals and those kinds of things. We're going to find the people that are going to make everybody excited about our stock. So that's all I'm going to say for now. I hope this helped you guys. I'm going to take some questions. I hope that you guys got lots of questions for me right now. I'm excited. I'm on fire. You know, it's our time. It's our time. I'm fired up, and I'm ready to go. I'm fired up, and I'm ready to go. It's our time now. So we're going to take some questions from you. Do we have a question there?
Good morning, Mr. Collins. We have a question from Charles James of North Carolina.
Charles James, North Carolina, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing, Mr. Collins?
I'm doing wonderful, man. I'm doing wonderful.
Well, it's good. It's good to speak to you. I want to, first of all, wish you a happy birthday. My birthday is in the same month, so I want to wish you a happy birthday, my brother.
Thank you so much for that. I received that. I received that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But I wanted to talk to you today, you know, and I'm coming from the heart. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
I'm sad because I have been, you know, I'm an investor myself. I have invested in a variety of businesses, and
sure.
I have been an investor for Punch TV Studios for ever since the beginning. And
okay.
We have went through so many directions and to the point to where I don't even know where we are now. You know, we had tried the app, which is the Punchflix, and I was excited about that. And next thing I know, we don't have that anymore. We had also had a meeting a while back ago about voting to go from Punch TV Studios to Punchflix.
Right.
I called numerous of times to find out what was the voting on that, and I never got there.
All right.
And
so let me
over time.
Those things.
Go ahead.
Let me address those things.
And so,
okay.
So I want to be excited about Punch TV Studios now that I'm finding out that we're going back to Punch TV Studios, but I'm sad because, you know, when I had got an email a while back ago talking about the shareholder meeting, and when I found out that we had to pay to go to the shareholders meeting, which as many years as I have been an investor, I have never paid to go to a shareholders meeting. That right there really hurt me because I felt like we have already, and when I'm speaking of, I'm not only speaking for myself, I'm also speaking for many of people that maybe don't know about, you know, investing and stuff like that, that I have read their I have read their feedback on the app, on Facebook, on social media. I have read their feedback, and it's like they are lost as a community. And I know that you said that, you know, we got to come together as a community, but I feel like the community is lost because I feel like the leader has not led the community in the right direction as of communicating with them and letting them know what's going on. And so,
okay.
I mean, I know that, you know, you care and I know that you care about us, but I feel like, you know, you have left us by the wayside because a lot of shareholders, including myself, don't know what's going on. A lot of shareholders, including myself, felt like that we are a part of the community and we supposed to uplift the community as a whole, but it's sometimes it be months before I even get an email to letting us know what's going on with the company. So I know that, yes,
so
today is a great day, but today is a great.
Let me jump in now.
Yes, sir.
What we have done as a company. First of all, most companies don't talk to their shareholders as much as we do. Let me just tell you that. That's not what I have done as a leader in this company. Most CEOs do not do. They have their annual stockholders meeting, and then they give everybody their information at their annual stockholders meeting. And then on a quarterly basis, they post their whatever the company has done in terms of revenues or whatever they've done on a quarterly basis. That's typically how it's done, but they're not talking to shareholders. They're not emailing shareholders. They're not doing any of those kinds of things that we chose to do because of our shareholder base. They're just not doing that. They post the stuff on the Securities Exchange website, and then that's typically how it's done. Now, we have never charged people for a stockholders meeting. Never. When we've held the stockholders meetings, when the votes have had to take place, those have always been free. We have charged people for the shareholders convention, where because usually we're renting out some space, like we did the one in Las Vegas, Nevada. We rented out the space. We've had two here at the studio. We rent out space and those kinds of things. When we turn the lights on for a shareholders convention here, just turning on the light is $2,500 a day. Just turning on the light to make it look pretty and beautiful is $2,500. Most companies do not have shareholder conventions so that they can bring the education of how this works from an IPO standpoint to its shareholder base. Now, what we're going to do, and now it just doesn't happen. It doesn't happen. It doesn't happen. But we do it to help bring people together. We do it to help bring people together so that we can bring you education to help you educate from an IPO standpoint. Usually, when most people buy stock, they're buying stock where the IPO has already taken place. And so now they're buying aftermarket stock. Now, our stock is getting ready to go aftermarket because our IPO has been with our core shareholder base. Now, as a CEO, have I made mistakes? 100% I have made mistakes as a CEO, really. I've hired the wrong people. I've paid too much for certain products. I've been lied to. I've had people try to swindle us. I've had people that lied about their credentials to us. And early on, I didn't check those things out. One of the biggest problems that we've had as a company is because some idiot lied about being a certified public accountant, and he was not a certified public accountant, and he lied about it. And I had to eat that because of his freaking lie. That's one of the biggest challenges that we've had to face as a company is because people lie. I fire people sometimes. Like, I had to do a complete house cleaning here. I fired almost everybody, because we weren't bringing in money, and I got to show my shareholders money. So I had to get rid of everybody. And the guy that I fired, the main guy that I fired, went down and reported on me that I was stealing shareholders' money and that I didn't do right by the shareholders and all this other kind of stuff like that. And he's full of crap. And when I asked him, why did you do that? You know what he told me? He said, I didn't tell a lie. I just didn't tell the whole truth. So when I went down there and I did a report on you, I didn't lie to the people. I just didn't tell the people the whole truth. So then you lie. So we've had to go through those kinds of things like that. But we are so far away from that right now until it's not even funny. It's not even funny. And right now we are driving home the idea that we are going to create millions of dollars in revenue so that when we start trading, this is what we're going to do, and I'm not playing. So what happened is when I toughened up on everybody, when I toughened up and I got hard on everybody, then people got upset. Where I'm trying to protect our shareholders and protect our shareholders' investment and try to drive change in our community, create jobs for people who really appreciate having a job, trying to do those kinds of things like that. Now with PunchFlix, PunchFlix is going to be amazing. And all of our shareholders, because you guys have supported me on PunchFlix and supported us on PunchFlix, you're going to be given, we're thinking right now, a 6-month subscription to all of our shareholders to PunchFlix when the new PunchFlix app come out. We had to do this so that Apple and we're going to be on Apple with PunchFlix, but Apple requires a different kind of algorithm because they charge so much money per subscriber. So when you're on the Apple thing, and so we felt we were losing money because of that. So I have a team of people right now who are rewriting code, who are rewriting the whole PunchFlix app right now. So it'll be available on Amazon. We used to have a lot of people call us, hey, I can't get it on my TV. So you'll be able to watch the app on Amazon. You'll be able to download it from your Android. You'll be able to have it on Apple. And so we had to redo the whole thing. And I apologize for that because it's taken us a little bit longer to redo the PunchFlix app right now so that it can be available on all the platforms and with the security. So we have the app ready right now, but the problem that we're struggling with is security. So when we put a video on the app, people can't steal the video. So that's where we're kind of struggling. I think we just, in the last few 4 or 5 days, the team has just got the security issue together. So hopefully we're going to be launching the new PunchFlix app pretty soon, and all of our shareholders will be given some time, especially those who have stuck with us and you know, you paid your fees. We're going to make sure you have enough time to enjoy with no fee, with no thing to you in that kind of way. Now I'm going to say this one other kind of thing for people, because this is like very important. One time I went, there was a convention. It was the cable convention. A ticket to the cable convention just to get in the convention was $3,000. So I said, we're going to put a little booth in this cable convention. So I put a little booth in this cable, and that little booth cost $5,000. That little booth in the cable convention cost $5,000. And at the time, which was some years ago, I only had like $10,000 in the bank. So I took half the money that I had in the bank to get us inside of this convention and have a little table. And we had this little bitty table in this major convention, and all of these other broadcasters were phenomenal. They had phenomenal booths. They looked like you was at Disneyland kind of feel. They looked like you was at Magic Mountain type booths. And they were beautiful, but we had this little table in this booth. And we was in this booth, we were the most pitiful looking thing that I thought was in the booth, because we had that one little booth and that's all we had. Anyway, I had sent my team down there. They wasn't really working the booth. They didn't get out and talk to nobody. I said, hey man, we paid $5,000 to get in this booth. Let me get out there and talk. So I got out there and I talked to everybody in that convention. Everybody. Hey man, why don't you carry our channel on your service? Hey, you guys are cable, carry our channel. I talked to everybody in that booth because I spent that $5,000. But from that, I met one man, and that one man had a friend. You understand? And that one friend was over one of the largest advertising agencies in America at the time. And that one man had his friend order from us. And that one friend ordered about $100,000 from us in advertising time. So what am I saying? What I'm saying is you got to take your mind off. Sometimes you got to pay to get on the inside. Because if you're not in the party or you're not where transactions are taking place, you're not going to get the information to help ratify and change your financial life. So sometimes you got to pay to do that. So we want to get ourselves out of this mindset that we're in. Just because we sold our stock at a dollar a share doesn't mean we are a cheap stock. We sold our stock at a dollar a share because we wanted to have the involvement of the community. So I hope that answers your question for you right now. So we're moving forward right now. We're moving forward. Okay, here's the next question.
Okay, Mr. Collins, we have Jacqueline Jammer with Missouri and from Missouri, Texas, on the line with you.
Good morning. Good morning, Jacqueline Jammer from Missouri. Hello.
It's from Missouri City, Texas. Good morning.
Oh,
happy birthday to
Missouri
you.
Missouri City. Yeah, you know we have a station down there in Missouri. I'm very familiar with Missouri City.
Well, happy birthday to you. First of all,
I would say you
fret not yourself for evildoers, for they will soon be cut down. And all things work together for the good of them who love the Lord. So you keep going, my brother.
Thank you, ma'am.
The question that I have, on our last phone call, you know, you spoke to us about, you know, opening up a brokerage account. So I did that with Fidelity, you know, told them what I was wanting to do, you know, coming up in August. And I also wanted to, you know, you also talked to us about getting some that Urban Television stock.
You are
and,
yes,
I tried to get that. They would not allow me to purchase it, nor would Ameritrade or even Robinhood. I even got on Robinhood. What they're telling me is that there are certain stocks that they have what they call on a block list, and they won't bring it into the house in order for you to purchase it. So I was wondering if you knew somewhere other than those companies that I just mentioned that could help me purchase the Urban stock. Because you know, because they did show that it was trading for you know about 10 years share, but they would not allow me to purchase it. Also, I told them about our stock and how excited I was about it, and they said that they looked it up and they said because there was so little information out there about it right now that they could not say that when I brought the subscription to it that they would be able to allow me to even bring it into their security exchange house, that, again, it might be considered on a block list where they won't let you trade. So what do I do at this time if that should happen?
So let me tell you something about URBT, and URBT is another company that I am the CEO of. We actually have two companies that are public that I am the CEO over. We, on this last week, that we had a stop symbol on URBT, which has been there since that particular company shut down back in 2006. And URBT, for those of you who don't know, is the oldest black-owned television network in America. It was before BET, even before TV1 at that time. And so we have worked in this last month to have the stop symbol removed. So that's what's going to happen in that. So in another week, that should be removed, and I think Fidelity and those other companies should be free to trade on that. But I always like E-Trade. E-Trade is a more open-minded type situation, and I know if you have an account on E-Trade, you can buy URBT on E-Trade. I know that for a fact. But on your other accounts, you probably have to just wait until the stop symbol is completely removed on that. Now, with Punch TV Studios, it hasn't started trading yet, so there would be no information in regard to trading. And part of the thing with Punch TV Studios is that we don't want to trade under $5 a share because any stock that trades for about $5 and under is considered a penny stock. So we don't want to be in that particular classification like URBT. So we definitely want to tell our shareholder base that you want to make sure that you set your sales price at a price that does not make us a penny stock. And any stock under $5 a share is considered a penny stock. Even though for Punch TV Studios, a $5 share would be a major win, you know, because the return on investment would be tremendous.
even at $5 a share, but you don't want to set your prices there. You know, you want to set your prices above, you want to set your price at a level that makes sense for our struggle, if that makes sense, if you guys can hear what I'm saying. You want to set your price at a level that makes sense for our struggle. So we've been through the storm and rain. We've been through the heartaches and we've been through the pain. Now we want to set our price at a level that reflects our pain. And I think that should be a very high number, personally. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, okay. So you said that in about a week that they're going to remove that symbol. Will it be a different
symbol? Should
be
in about a week, yes. No, the stock symbol will be the same.
Will it still be under URBT?
Yes, ma'am. The stock symbol. So what I'm saying is on URBT at this moment, and it has been that way from 2006, it has a stop, STOP symbol on it. And
okay.
So that stop symbol from URBT should be removed in the next week or two.
Okay.
We've been working on that feverishly. That's been one of our goals that we worked on. And URBT is an amazing company. All of our TV affiliates are under URBT right now. So I think URBT would be a good situation for us to take advantage of, because our TV station, our affiliates and everything like that is under Urban Television Network now. And then Punch TV Studios is focused on developing content.
Okay. Just one more. When we start to trade in August on Fidelity on a block list, what do we do from there?
We should not be blocked by any platform. There's no reason for us to be blocked by any platform. Our financials are in order. Everything is in order. So there's no reason to be blocked. There's no reason for us to be blocked by any platform whatsoever.
And do we yet have a symbol yet?
We have a symbol, but until we, like a couple weeks before we start trading, a few weeks before we start trading, the symbol will be like completely will be completely ratified. But right now, we tentatively, we believe it's going to be PTVS, Punch TV Studios, tentatively.
Okay.
But until we start trading, we don't know yet.
Okay.
But right
now,
it's leaning towards PTVS. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, you have a wonderful birthday. You've answered my question.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. Any more questions?
Yes, Mr. Collins?
Yes.
My name is John McKean. How are you today? Happy birthday.
I'm doing good. Thank you so much, John. How are you feeling?
I'm doing pretty good. Hey, I was going to ask you a question regarding when this thing is ready to go in August. The lady was just mentioning, will we be notified by email?
So we want to make sure everybody's email is up to date. So you'll be notified by email. So primarily our transfer agent, you'll be notified by the transfer agent of record at the time that we're trading. Now, how they do that particular notification, I don't know if they do a mail notification or if they do it by email. My assumption is that they're going to do an email from the transfer agent to our shareholder base to say we're starting trading on this day.
And then after that, what I'll do is, you know, you guys, I mean, how would I initiate that with the broker? Like, I've never done anything like this before. I'm kind of green behind the ears.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how would I initiate
so
that? Like, I would call a broker. Right, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. You would just call the transfer agent and tell the transfer agent who your broker dealer is. So.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. Do you have a stock certificate?
Would they have to email that to me? I don't know. I mean, I don't know if I have a stock certificate.
No, you have a subscription agreement.
You have a subscription.
Subscription.
I bought 3,000 shares.
All right. Okay, great. So you would take your subscription agreement, and you would surrender your subscription agreement at that point to the transfer agent, who will then transfer your shares into whoever your broker dealer is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know if I have all but I guess they could email that to me, right?
Right. Yeah, definitely. So who are you? So if you're with E-Trade, you would be with E-Trade. They would transfer your stock to E-Trade. If you're whoever you want to have, wherever you want to have your stock transferred to, they would take care of that part.
Okay.
The company
all right. So they have all the information.
Involved.
I don't have to do any of that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They have everything. Yeah. Yeah. They have a certified.
Okay.
They have a certified list of everything. So, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I just wanted to know this one. This thing is ready to go, and whether it's June, July, August, and I can be up and running, and you know, I was thinking about establishing my price, but I'm gonna pray about that between now and then, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe at least 20.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
No.
Praise
so.
God. Yeah. Well, great. No, establish your price, whatever it's gonna be, and you know, whatever you're gonna do, I can't tell you specifically what to do in terms of establishing your price. So I don't want you to go away from this call saying, Mr. Collins told me to put my price in. But what I'm saying is, let's not have a price that makes us a penny stock. Any stock under $5 a share is considered a penny stock. My thing is, I think we should be, you know, $10 to $25, $10 to $35 a share. That's where I would recommend.
Right.
Wholeheartedly.
That makes sense.
In terms of what you, yeah, that's where I would recommend.
And people need to remember that this is a business. This is not, you know, we gotta, you know, I get it. Okay, thank you very much. That's all I had for you. I appreciate it.
Oh, cool. Thank you so much.
Nice talking with
you. Thank you. Thank you.
Bye bye.
Who's our next? Any another question?
We have a question from a Tim Lindsay.
Good morning, Tim. How are you? Good morning, Tim. Tim? I think he's not on the line. Is it another question?
No more questions, Mr. Collins.
All right, great. Phenomenal. Tim, you might have to hang up and call back in. I'll give you a few minutes to do that because I want to make sure that we answer your question today, you know, and in that way. If anybody wants to give me a birthday gift, I'll take
Hello,
my birthday gift.
Hello, can you hear me okay?
Are you there now?
Hello, can you hear me? Yeah, I'm here.
Yes.
Is that better?
Tim?
Oh, good.
Yeah,
thank
we can
you.
Hear you now. How
hey.
Are you, Tim?
Oh, good. Very good. Thanks. Happy birthday. Thank you very much for taking the time.
Thank you.
Yeah, can you help me understand the I mean this totally respectfully, and I'm not trying to be negative in any way, and I am very
no
excited
worries.
About the opportunity that we have with Punch TV. But when I look at what URBT is trading at, you know, and the value that it's trading at currently, help me understand why that's trading at where it is, and how Punch TV should be, and we want it to be trading higher. You know, what's the difference between the two companies, and you know, what are we doing different at Punch that's going to get us where we need to be and have the higher market cap than URBT is today?
Okay, sure. That's a good, very good question. That's a very, very good question. So URBT, when I bought URBT, and URBT already had shareholders that we inherited with the company. Whereas Punch TV Studios, these are our URBT already had its IPO years and years and years and years ago before we bought it. The Punch TV Studios, you guys are our initial investors. So you guys are in a totally different position than where URBT is. URBT was a turnaround company. It was a company that had a lot of problems. It was a company that had lawsuits against it. It was a company that had not filed its financials in, 20 years, if I'm not mistaken. It's a company that we've had to work through all of the problems. It was a company that was shut down, that did not have a business plan to the company, that we've had to attach a business plan to the company, and we've had to turn the company around. We've had to jump through a lot of hoops with URBT to get it to where it is, even at this point.
When I bought URBT, the stock price was at 0.0001. So it was like 10,000th of a penny, which is, I mean, I think the total value of the company at the time that I purchased it was like $25,000. And now the value of the company is roughly $7 million or something. As I checked on yesterday, I checked from OTC Markets on yesterday. So the value of the company is like $7.8 million on URBT. So that's a significant change in the years that we've had it. And now URBT has a business model that's attached to it where we're putting our television affiliates under URBT. And also URBT has a new app that's coming out where people will be able to stream the app and pay us a nominal fee for the year. And they'll be able to stream movies, and we're launching on the app itself, we're launching a children's channel with URBT and the app like that. So I think URBT finally now has a business model. The exciting thing about URBT is the stock is trading very thinly. So what I'm saying is that there's not like a big float in the market right now on URBT. So I think it's only like 120 million shares in float, and a lot of that is in certificate format. So it's probably less than, I don't know, it's probably less than 50 million shares that is actually afloat right now on URBT. So it's pretty exciting on URBT. Punch and URBT are just two different companies. URBT is completely in broadcasting, and Punch is in the development of content for licensing to other TV stations. So they're two different companies there. And so just two different companies altogether. Yeah, and so URBT, when we took it over, we already had almost 1,000 stockholders in that company that I don't even know who they are. Like, I don't even know their names because they're all computerized and, you know, I don't even know who they are, to be quite frank with you. Whereas you guys, I know most of you guys. I mean, I've talked to most of you guys. And so in Punch TV Studio. So it's just two different kinds of animals. But they all have, you know, basically, I'm really excited about both companies. I think we finally, especially working for with URBT and working with OTC Markets over the last month to do the final cleanup things with OTC Markets on URBT, I think it's going to be very exciting for URBT. And it's just different from Punch TV.
Excellent. Yeah, thanks for the answer. One other question. Are you able to share with us who the underwriter will be for Punch?
And sharing the underwriter at this point. At this point, we're not sharing the underwriter for business reasons. We're not sharing them. But we have an underwriter in tow, and we are working with the underwriter to prepare all of the information for our shareholders for everything, but we're not sharing that right now.
Okay. Final question. I'll be brief. I still have a discrepancy between the number of shares that I had on my Core Connects and what is now back at Punch. I know we were on Core Connects for a while. We transferred back to Punch. That's fine. No problem there. I just have a discrepancy between the two, and I've emailed a couple of different times. And I'm still not quite getting an answer to that question to help me resolve that discrepancy. And I'm not sure what the best way is to do that.
That's another excellent thing that we are dealing with right now. That is excellent. I'm glad you brought that up because that is something that's on my agenda that I wanted to talk about. There are some of you of our shareholders who on Punch TV Studios, you may be showing your stock. We may not be showing your stock. I have a team who's doing an update on everybody right now. So give us time. We have been working on this, and I think we've gotten through thousands of updates. But we will make sure that you're updated. So make sure if you go to our website at punchtvstudios.com and click on the update tab, just put it on there, and we will get back to you. Now, it might take us a little time, but we will get back to you to make sure that those updates are correct. We want to make sure that everybody's information is correct before we start trading with Punch TV Studios. So if you do that, I'll make sure. And if we got your name and everything right now, I'll make sure we look into it right away. Tim,
Does that answer your question? Okay. So this has been a very exciting call. I hope I've answered most. I'm so excited right now. I'm really, really jazzed right now. I'm just like really, really jazzed. You guys spread the word, you know, put it out there on your social media sites, put it out there on your Yelp. To those that are Yelpers, put it out there. Put it out there on your thing. Here we come. We're ready to go. We're fired up and we're ready to go. We are fired up and we're ready to go. And I'm just like really, really jazzed. Today is a great day. And today is a great day to be great. So I'm really, really, really happy. I'm really like satisfied right now. And but we've been scouring the company and country, and we just have a lot of great things that are happening and that are taking place. So give me a moment just for 1 second, guys. I just want to check something. Okay, great. And if there's another question, I'll take one more question for today. And I got to go get my party on. I got to let my ball head hang.
Okay, Mr. Collins, we have Carlos Chancellor from Texas on the line with you.
Good morning, Carlos. Hello. How are you?
Good morning. How's it going, Ms. Collins? Happy birthday.
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I'm doing well.
No message.
I'm sorry. What was that?
I said, don't mess with Texas, man.
That's right. Quick question about URBT. I know when I purchased the stock, you know, around 7 cents, and over the past couple of years, it has basically, you know, I know it's how the market moves and everything, but it went down about 6 cents, and it's been hovering around the 1 cent mark for a while. Is that due to the market move, or is there something else that's causing that decrease?
That's a good question. I'm glad you said that, because a lot of people think that I pumped the stock and I dumped it, and so that's why they think that the stock price went down. A lot of people do pump and dump type things. This company has not been part of that. I own a lot of shares of URBT. I have never sold a share, not yet. I intend to sell some shares once the stock is trading at an area where I feel it should be, and that's going to be, you know, shy of $65. That's where I plan to sell some shares off there. I think that, you know, with us trying to get the stop symbol removed by the OTC markets for that, and I think with getting those things done, I think, you know, the stock has been volatile, and there's been a lot of volatility in the stock. I think the stock is going to rebound very nicely. I think it's just one of those things where we just have to hold. We're adding new TV stations in URBT, and so I just think that it's going to just be one of those things. I just think it's just where the market is. I can't, you know, we don't know when it's going to go up or when it's going to go down. We don't know, and but certainly I think it's a long-term play. I've never sold any of my shares, and I have a lot of shares, and so and when I said a lot of shares, I mean way over a million, way over 10 million shares. And I'm not going to sell my shares until they get to a price that I think it's going to be. And I never sell any shares. So I just think it's a long-term deal play right now. And I just think that, you know, just if you can hang in there, just hang in there. It's going to go up. It's going to go down. But I was looking at a chart on the OTC markets. OTC markets chart that I have shows the stock going to 27 cents a share on the chart that I have, and then it shows it going to about $20 a share on the chart that I have, and it's not a lot of, and that's provided by OTC markets, and so there's not a lot of, so I think it's just a long-term play. The chart that I have shows the company from a market point of view today with the stop symbol in place in a pretty decent position. So I don't know. I think OTC markets, I mean, I think URBT is a play, personally. But, you know, that's what I think. I don't do pump and dump. I don't like pump and dump. I don't do that. I don't sell my shares. You know, I'm going to sell some shares. You know, I'd like to, you know, put my little retirement in place, you know, at some point.
Yeah.
But,
I'm with you there. I mean, I got quite a bit myself, and I didn't want to sell until, you know, after Punch TV go on the market. Did you foresee URBT, like, you know, doing better?
URBT, I think, is going to do really well. We've got three affiliates under URBT now. We're broadcasting 24 hours a day. We have the new app coming out. On the app, you'll be able to watch the live stream of URBT. We're going to be collecting an annual fee for that particular app. We're thinking something like, you know, in the neighborhood of for a year, and you get unlimited movies and everything. It's probably going to be like, you know, $7.99 for the year, or $9.99 for the year, or something like that. And we think that we finally got a business model. We've got great programming on URBT right now. I mean, we have the programming on URBT is phenomenal. I'm really happy about the program deals that we've made for URBT. And I think it's going to go. I really do. I think get the stop symbol removed, I think once we've got a nice little revenue pop, and I think once the app is out and people can watch it from wherever, along with the children's channel, I think it's going to pop.
With Punch TV Studios going live in August, that doesn't have any effect on URBT, right?
No, it's two different companies. They're not
okay.
married. They're
okay.
not sisters. They're not parent and sibling. They're totally two different companies. So
okay.
Punch TV
okay.
Studios is going to do what it's going to do, and URBT is going to do what it's going to do.
Okay.
But they're
and
not.
One more question. Yeah, one more question. Who is our transferring agent? Do we know at this time?
The transfer agent is Securities Transfer Corporation. Now, a lot of you guys have called, I'm glad you brought that up. A lot of you guys have called the transfer agent Securities Transfer Corporation, and that transfer agent is a transfer agent for both URBT and for Punch TV Studios, security transfer agent. And a lot of you guys have called, and you guys are ordering things from the transfer agent. If you order documents from the transfer agent, Punch TV Studios is not paying for those documents, because we've given you the documents that you need. To those of you who are doing that, we're not paying for that. We've sent them explicit instructions that if you're ordering services from the transfer agent, you have to pay for your own services that you're ordering, just so that we're real clear on that situation right there. Okay?
Okay.
For those
and
who
are, they,
who are, doing
are they actually holding the Punch TV Studio certificates at this point? Or
there are no certificates. There's no certificates. To those who have, once we started making everything digital, there's no certificates. There's only subscription agreements only. Even those people who have certificates, you're going to have to surrender your stock certificates once you are trading. So once we begin trading. So everybody else, you have a subscription agreement, and then I think you may have to surrender your subscription agreement once you start trading as well.
Okay,
but
so
no certificates.
Okay, but Punch, when we look online, if it's already set up online for, like myself, when we go online and look at the website, we should see our amount of shares through Punch TV, the website. Okay.
That is correct. We are updating those information. So those who, you've got those things on there, you should see the amount of shares you have on the website. And we're doing those updates like every day. We're doing them hundreds at a time.
Okay.
If we haven't got to it, it means we just haven't got to you. And those are. Now, there are some people out there, which we're just being very clear on this, that, you know, you guys purchased stock, but you know that the stock purchase didn't go through. You know, we need to clean that up too. You know, you guys know who you are. You guys purchased stock and you know the stock purchase didn't go through. You already know. So, you know, so we're trying to clean those things up. We spend a lot of time trying to clean those up. So please, guys, call in. Let's get you cleaned up. Whatever we got to do to clean up right now, let's get the cobwebs out the corner. Whatever we got to do to clean up, let's get that done right now.
One more question. It's going to be, at this point, do you see us having the shareholders convention before it goes on the market? Or
No, but I am thinking about throwing a party. But I don't think about we're going to have a shareholders convention. But I do. I think it's a good time to celebrate. I think I would love to throw a party sometime in August. You know, I don't know, but I would love to. I was thinking about seeing if there we could pull some shareholders together to form a party committee to throw a phenomenal party for our shareholders in August, because I just think it's time to have a celebration for the sake of celebrating our accomplishment. So I've been thinking about a party.
Okay.
So I was thinking about really having my official birthday party in August.
Yeah.
When we start trading, I think about having an official birthday party in August, you know.
Yeah, my birthday is actually in August, so that will work out fine.
Yeah. I don't know, but we'd probably put together a committee of some sort of our shareholders. I think we've got some shareholders that really love that kind of stuff, and they've talked to me about that. Having a, you know, maybe we'll have a party, you know, celebrating the opening of the stock. I was thinking that would be great.
Okay.
So I think we're done for today. Is there any other questions that we have right now? If not, hold on. Let me see. Any other questions?
No more questions, Mr. Collins.
Oh, great. Well, I hope I helped you guys. We're going to do this a few more times just in case we miss some people. This will be available. This link will be available on our website. It'll also be available on our you'll be available on our website, and it'll be available from everywhere. So it should be really good. Really, really good. And so share it and everything like that. I want to say God bless everybody. And I think that's it for today. God bless everybody. Thank you for chiming in. Thank you for your birthday wishes. You know, what I really want for my birthday is a high stock price when we start trading. That's really what I want. So God bless each and every one of you. And we'll talk to you on our next visit. All right, God bless you.